The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
To infinity and beyond.
I just love finding new places to wear diamonds.
I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody.
There is no place like home.
Life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Well, it's that time of the week again when Bill Hughes, who's television producer with Mind the Gap Films, joins us for a look behind the scenes at another movie classic.
Like I'm going to journalism school to become a reporter.
So you can write about things that happen to other people.
That's one way to look at it.
Suppose nothing happens to you. Suppose you live there your whole life and nothing happens, you never meet anybody, you never become anything, and finally you die one of those New York deaths that nobody notices for 2 weeks until the smell drifts into the hallway.
Amanda mentioned you had a dark side.
That's what drew to me.
Your dark side?
Sure. Why don't you have a dark side? No, you're probably one of those cheerful people who dots their eyes with little hearts.
I have just as much of a dark side as the next person.
Oh, really? When I buy a new book, I always read the last page first. That way, in case I die before I finish, I know how it ends. That, my friend, is a dark side.
And that is indeed a dark side, the voice of Billy Crystal and the voice of Meg Ryan in the global hit romantic comedy When Harry Met Sally. Bill.
Well,
I mean,
it's hard to believe it's 30 years old.
It is impossible to believe.
I know,
that.
It's 30 years old, 1989, for goodness sake.
What begat the movie?
What begat the movie was a lunch at the Russian Tea Rooms between Nora Ephron, the great writer, Rob Reiner, who is, you know, one of the finest film directors, and at the time was known as a comic actor, and Andy Scheinman, who was a producer. And over lunch, Rob Reiner had just had a divorce and from Penny Marshall and the director Penny Marshall. And he was very kind of pessimistic, down about it. But he had come to the conclusion, because he was now in dating nightmare hell as a single man out there. And he said, there is no way that men can be friends with women if sex isn't involved. And Nora Ephron was like, are you out of your mind? And so he then posed the question, what if two people say that that's the case, and say,
know that sex is going to destroy the magic that they have as friends.
Yeah, but they do it anyway. And Nora Ephron went off and decided, yeah, I'm going to write that, and started workshopping it and started doing interviews. So the first big interview she was doing was with Rob Reiner about his breakup and finding his lines, because he has a string of lines. And his best friend, Billy Crystal, at the time, joined them in the writing process, which meant that Billy Crystal was a shoo-in to play the part of Harry. And then Nora Ephron started talking about it to her friends, and between them and the conversations they were having that she was taping, she was finding the lines that Sally would use. So she started to bring the whole thing together into a cohesive script, and Rob Reiner went off and pitched it and got the money to make the movie.
Now, I remember, I haven't seen it for ages, but I do remember the line about the two boys are talking in the coffee shop, and the fella who's now single again after someone is just, I mean, what's tiramisu? he thinks it's a sexual perversion. Because he hasn't been out there dining.
Finding what all the new stuff is and what the kids are eating. Well, they're mirrored through their friends. Sally's friend and Billy Crystal's friend, Harry's friend, are Carrie Fisher and Bruno Kirby. And they are the fall guys for most of the good lines in terms of couples interacting. But so many terms came out of this movie. Like, for example, high maintenance. Until this movie came along, people didn't really use that term.
Okay.
But you saw it with Sally, because everything in a restaurant when she was ordering food. Can you put this on the side? Can I have this on the side? Can I have that without the dressing? Can I have this, that, and the other? And fuss. But Billy Crystal would just pick up something off the floor and eat it. You know, that character of Harry who just doesn't care.
You've selected another scene.
I have another scene because they go to the diner. They go to a diner called Katz in New York, and they're there at the table, and the discussion is coming round to sex between people. And Meg Ryan's character, she says, you know, it's not always satisfactory. And he's saying, of course it is. It's always, I make sure everybody has. And she says, so you're confident that everybody, of course I am. So this is the dialogue.
Why are you getting so upset? This is not about you.
Yes, it is. You are a human affront to all women, and I am a woman.
Hey, I don't feel great about this, but I don't hear anyone complaining.
Of course not. You're out the door too fast.
I think they have an okay time.
How do you know?
I mean, how do I know? I know.
Because they...
Yes, because they...
How do you know that they're really...
What are you saying? That they fake orgasm?
It's possible.
Get out of here.
Why? Most women at one time or another have faked it.
Well, they haven't faked it with me.
How do you know?
Because I know.
Oh. Right. That's right. I forgot. You're a man.
What is that supposed to mean?
Nothing. It's just that all men are sure it never happened to them, and most women at one time or another have done it, so you do the math.
You don't think that I could tell a difference?
No.
Get out of here.
And this leads in to one of the most famous scenes in the movies.
Oh, yeah, where Meg Ryan does fake the orgasm in the middle of a packed cafe and starts yelling her head off. Now, it takes a minute and 20 seconds to through it, so we couldn't play that because that the News Talk listeners would have gone, what on earth has Pat Kenny lost his mind? But there's a really funny cameo because this elderly woman at the other table, when Meg Ryan finally settles down after screaming, yes, 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 and reaches the point, and this elderly woman turns around and says to the waiter, I'll have what she's having. And that elderly woman is actually the mother of the director. It's Estelle Reiner, who was married to Carl Reiner. And in 2008, when she died, she was 94, the New York Times, in her obituary, said this is the actress who delivered one of the most memorable funny lines in romantic comedy history.
Is the diner still there?
The diner's still there, and they have a sign over the table saying, have you had what she's had? So they're all in on the joke.
Now, you mentioned the casting. Yeah. Meg Ryan wasn't first choice.
Oh, Meg Ryan was not first choice. First choice was Susan Day. And we will all remember Susan Day as the elder daughter in The Partridge Family. But she finally turned it down. So then Rob Reiner went after Elizabeth Perkins. She turned it down. Elizabeth McGovern, who we now all know as Downton Abbey, the lady of the manor. And then Molly Ringwald. And they were just about to sign on the dotted line with Molly Ringwald when Meg Ryan put a very strong case forward to Rob Reiner and said, I have to have the part. I am Sally. Yeah. And sure enough, she became the world's sweetheart.
And as Michael Parkinson found out later on, she was high maintenance, Meg Ryan.
Extremely difficult. She's one of the ones. When he said to her at the end of the interview where she hadn't answered anything, and he said, what would your advice be to me now? And she said, wrap it up. That was it's a deadpan. It's one of the most awful interviews in television history. But that's Meg Ryan.
You know, you have to watch it. You can't turn away from
it.
And that's always, as I've been in that situation, you're the host and you're thinking, oh my God, this is deeply mortifying for me. But by God, no one's switching off.
But the worst part of that interview was looking at her face, because Meg Ryan was always the perky, gorgeous, beautiful, naturally vivacious.
America's sweetheart.
And then she went and started on the Botox train before anybody else. But she took the express. And her face was just full of Botox. Nothing moved. And she ended up with duck face.
Oscars and profits.
Profits, yes. Oscars, no. Hugely popular. Nominated for lots of things. Didn't win really anything. But The music was what everybody celebrated. Won the Grammy for Best Album for Harry Connick Jr., who was the discovery of Rob Reiner and Billy Crystal. And they let him sort of have most of the soundtrack, even though they used Ella Fitzgerald and Frank Sinatra and Louis Armstrong. But it was made on a budget at the time, which was a big budget for a small domestic rom-com. It was made for $16 million. But it took $92 million at the American box office alone, and globally took the guts of $200 million.
And well worth a rewatch.
Ah, it's just hilarious. And it's hilarious because to see the ding-dong between Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan, just to see the chemistry and to see old-fashioned romantic chemistry.
Well, it's a movie well worth watching again, When Harry Met Sally. And the man who's brought it back to us, Bill Hughes, television producer with Mind the Gap Films, thank you very much.